Breakfast Briefing with NetWatch.
Russell Crowe's on the front of the Irish Independent. He really loves Ireland. Yeah, you can tell that. He's photographed at the launch of the Mufflicker factory distillery up in Donegal. He'll be on Lunchtime Live here on News Talk this afternoon, by the way, so tune in. Ronan Keating is also going to be on Lunchtime Live as well. Russell Crowe apparently bringing the border village of Muff in Donegal to a standstill yesterday at the opening of a new €1 million venture in which the pair are investors, along with Ronan Keating and Ed Sheeran. Also Ryan Tuberty's involved in that as well. So lots of celebrities involved in this new €1 million venture there. And as I say, more on Lunchtime Live here this afternoon. The main story on the front of the Irish Independent is about Aer Lingus, and it's still a nervy time if you're an Aer Lingus passenger, because thousands of them are set for more travel chaos today when the airline announces fresh cancellations for next week. Now, obviously, the Labour Court is holding a hearing later, but in the meantime, Aer Lingus has to announce cancellations for next week, and we're told that the cancellations are likely to be on a similar scale to those experienced this week. We already have 122 flights cancelled between today and next Sunday. There is a big effort underway to try and end the pay row at Aer Lingus, but in the meantime, thousands more passengers will be affected by cancellations. Main story on the front of the Irish Times, the famous hate speech bill is going to be delayed until the autumn now, and looks unlikely to be passed before the general election. The controversial hate speech, hate crime bill is now not expected to return to the Oireachtas before the summer recess, as I say, casting doubt on whether it'll be enacted before the general election. Sources have confirmed the bill will not return to the Oireachtas before the summer break, as had previously been indicated. So obviously, if it doesn't come back until the autumn at the earliest, it leaves it fairly tight for the legislation to be passed before a general election. Also on the front of the Irish Times, we definitely heard of this before, Revolut offering mortgages. We have a date on it now, or an intention, that Revolut is eyeing a long-anticipated launch of mortgages in the Irish market in the first half of next year. They're very keen to get mortgages launched next year in Ireland, according to Joe Heenahan, who's chief executive of Revolut Europe. The group has published its annual report, and apparently the team working very hard on it, and they reckon the first half of next year Revolut will start offering mortgages. They do offer loans already, and they, it's quite a nifty system, because they offer you loans, but they'll give you little reminders to top up your loan to pay it off or whatever. So I think people find it quite handy. It's more difficult to end up in arrears, at least if you have the money, because you'll be giving the reminder from Revolut. So we'll see how that works out with the mortgages. Irish Examiner, a Leinster House usher, has been suspended after allegedly posting far-right and anti-immigrant content online. The Examiner on the front page says it's understood the usher was subject to a disciplinary meeting concerning a number of online posts, and the usher was escorted off the campus on Monday evening. The Oireachtas says that they don't comment on staff or security matters. It's understood that the usher had previously been spoken to by Leinster House officials about content he had posted online, anti-migrant nature, things being reshared, including posts relating to Dáil votes as well. So anyway, that usher has now been suspended. Several of the papers go with the horror on the roads. The Irish Daily Mirror, mum and young daughter die in crash. The Irish Daily Star, mum and girl killed in crash. And the Irish Daily Mail, horror crash kills mother and her child. And the figures again just keep going up and up and up. Fatal collision with lorry, the Mail says, brings road death toll to 96 so far this year. This is after the separate incidents in Mayo and Westmeath. A mother, her young daughter and a man in his 50s, the latest fatalities on Ireland's roads. They happened within less than an hour of each other yesterday evening. The Irish Sun on the front page has an exclusive: monster stole Kevin's Olympic dream. A mother hailed a 22-year jail term for the man who killed her son on the eve of what should have been the start of his Olympic dream. Logan Jackson was caged in the UK for the murder of boxer Kevin Sheehy in Limerick in 2019. And his mother, Tracy, said, "My son should have been going to the Olympics this year, but here we are remembering him on the fifth anniversary of his death instead." Inside the papers, a look to Australia in the Irish Independent and what they are doing about vaping. And we are told that Australia has become the first country in the world to ban the sale of vapes outside of pharmacies. Of course, if you go into any petrol station or shop here, the vapes are for sale in very prominent positions. But under the new laws in Australia, which came into effect on Monday, e-cigarettes can only be sold in plain colours and packaging. They can't be locally manufactured or advertised, and you can only buy them in a pharmacy. So the laws effectively ban the supply, manufacturing, importation, commercial possession or sale of vapes at any place other than a pharmacy. And that even applies, by the way, to vaping devices that don't contain nicotine. So Australians must now produce a prescription to buy vapes from the doctor, and they don't do these flavours, you know, like bubble gum and cherry and things like that. They don't do those as well. Also, the Irish Independent tells us that appearances by broadcaster Ryan Tubridy and revelations of RTE barter accounts and flip-flops contributed to a more than doubling of minutes of live streaming consumed on Oireachtas TV services last year. There used to be the case that only, who was it said, that it was drunks and insomniacs watched Oireachtas TV. Not the case anymore. Certainly, the RTE controversy meant that they had 8.8 million minutes watched on one day, July 11th, 2023, on the Oireachtas website, the Oireachtas app and on social media. A lot of people engaged in the Public Accounts Committee because of RTE. There's a lesson for the future. It's box office if you've a high enough profile person appearing before an Oireachtas committee. In the Mirror, we are told Paul Mescal is delighted with his GAA experience. He says playing GAA in his youth helped him land the role in Gladiator. He's in this new film, and he had to perform a number of stunts in the blockbuster. And he says, excuse me, that his GAA background may have played a part in Ridley Scott casting him, because he said that he talked about the sport he played growing up, Gaelic football, and that helped with it, that I'm used to being physical in my body. So there's another benefit to playing GAA. Two final stories for you, one from the Times of London. For people working from home, they're watching television apparently. 82% of staff working from home admit to watching TV on the job, and they chalk up an average of 2 hours a day watching TV. A survey of more than 2,000 workers found that Gen Z were the most likely to watch television during the working day. 91% of those admitted that they tuned in. Men watch more television than women. I don't have an issue with that. I think it's the same as having the radio on in the background if you're working from home. And to be honest, if I was working from home, I'd be sticking on a wash, I'd be sticking on the dinner, I'd be out mowing the lawn, getting a little walk with the dog in. So I can understand why people are watching TV. Finally, from The Star, we have the best French exports, which is apparently croissants, baguettes and cheese. A poll of 2,000 people found that Coco Chanel also made the top 15 list, as France's culture, cuisine and fashion were among the things people admire the most. Also the Eiffel Tower. People love Bonjour, and they love Louis Vuitton and French footballers, according to this survey. A quarter think that French is the most romantic accent, ranking second only to Italian, and 58% of people wish they could speak French more fluently. Read more about that in The Star.
Breakfast Briefing with NetWatch on News Talk.